Today is not only weekly planning as we're going to get started, but today is also monthly planning. I just have to tell all of you that when it is the first of the month, I wake up so stinking excited. I love me doing some planning. I just do. I think it's, I could just plan all day, all the time. I think it's because I love the idea of being in control of my future. And that is a thought that I would love for all of you to start practicing and adopting. I think a lot of you don't think you're in control of your future. And you tell yourself, I can't control what happens. I can't do all this. Guys, it doesn't matter what happens to you. This was actually something that came up this morning in the Facebook group. Someone was like, I'm thinking about quitting because every time I get restarted, life happens and then I can't do what I wanted to do. Yeah, you can. You can still, you know, this is what weight loss is. Before we all get off on some high horse that our circumstances control everything, weight loss is about this hand and this mouth. It does not matter what happens in your world. You still are the only person who is responsible for the choice of what you grab off of a plate and put into your mouth, period. And until you adopt the mindset that your circumstances don't affect what you put into your mouth, it's really hard to lose weight because you will always have a scapegoat. You will always have something to blame. You can always fall straight into your victim mode whenever you want to. Guys, victim mode feels good. You know why? When we are a victim of our circumstances and what other people say, and we're a victim of the world, guess what we don't have to do? Shit. We don't have to do anything. We get to just sit there and feel bad. Like, I will tell you, I watch you guys do this. So many of you would rather choose to feel bad about your circumstances and eat than you will to feel bad about saying no to some food and work on your circumstances. Time and time again. I'm going to tell you, it is a much easier life to go through the world overweight with a ding-dong in your mouth, being the victim. There's just not a lot, there's not a lot of having to do on your part. You get to just sit back and just go through life. And there's treats involved. The hard part of life is the side that we choose. Like, you know what? I noticed I was overeating today. Oh, wait, it's not because of what my mother said to me. It's not because my kids got sick. It's the reason why I was eating pizza tonight. It isn't because I made my 24-hour plan and my weekly plan and I was just getting my shit together. Then all of a sudden, my dog passed away. My boss told me to work late. None of that has anything to do with your eating. Ultimately, you are deciding you would much rather be a victim to all of that stuff than to say, like, all of that happened, and guess what? I'm also not going to reward myself with food for having that shit happen. Like, that is what you're going to have to invite in. You're going to have to invite in, like, I got to let all this stuff happen around me, but the main thing I got to do is I have to quit thinking that any of it has anything to do with what I do each day with my hand going to my mouth. That has to break first before you start choosing different. Because if all of that stuff can't make you eat, like, you may choose to eat and stuff, but you have to say, like, and I chose to eat because of it. Not that made me eat. Like, I chose to eat because this happened and I didn't want to deal with this. That is a much more true and honest place to be than to be sitting around and saying, see, every time I get started, things just happen. I am going to tell you, I lost 100 pounds. My son was diagnosed with autism. My grandmother, I sat with her day in and day night, night and day for 3 whole months, sleeping on a floor, figuring it out because I was determined I was not going to lose weight. I could have said, see, just as I'm getting on a good roll of losing my weight, my grandmother gets cancer. What I decided to do was like be sad that my grandmother got cancer, step the fuck up for her, and step the fuck up for me. If I want to go through my entire weight loss journey and find bullshit circumstances that could throw me off, I could find them for you. I just at some point had to just decide, no, I'm not eating through this anymore. I'm just not. I'm going to be honest with myself. And some of you will say, yeah, but how do you just not feel like shit about your life? I'm like, then feel like shit about your life, but don't compound feeling like shit about your weight on top of it. Once you stop eating through it, it will motivate you to figure out your life more. It will motivate you to dig in over there. And for a lot of you, there's not even a bunch of shit going on. It's just the four basics. Go do them. They're not hard. They're not hard at all. We like to think they're hard. The only reason why they're hard is because at some point you're going to sit there and be like, it's so hard to stop. It's like, no, you need to tell yourself, it's not hard to stop eating. It feels hard because I don't want to. And that's my truth. Stopping eating is never hard. Doing something I don't want to do, that's the hard part. We have to start getting in alignment. So what I did this morning, I woke my ass up early. Just going to say, I stayed up late watching the footballs last night. I love football. It was a good day in this house. UT has ended the year at 7-5. We are bowl eligible as of last week, and we will for sure be going to a bowl. It has been a long time coming. We haven't even seen the taste of a bowl since, I think it was 2015 was the last time we went to a bowl game. And we also ended our 3-year losing streak to Vanderbilt, where we had like a practical 25-year winning streak over them. So good times all the way around in the Crabtree House last night. Also, my mother, my brother, and my sister-in-law are all huge Alabama fans. I am not. Although I love them, I can't help but say I'm very happy to see Alabama not win to Auburn. Hope Mammy doesn't watch this coaching call. So I did my weekly plan. I also did my monthly plan this morning. So here are my tips for you. I want you to, if you don't have a plan, let's just say you don't have anything to pull from last month to learn from, then what I want you to do is I want you to do a thought download on what do I want to see for myself this next month. This is December. Where am I going to, like, I want the thought download to be all around how am I going to make the next month easy for myself, easy with weight loss? What are the things I am not going to tell myself about this month? And what are the things I'm going to choose to tell myself? So this is very simple. The first thing you do is you just write about how can I make weight loss easy this month? Start with basic things. Then look at that and figure out, all right, that would look like what this week? You put that on your weekly plan. Then I want you to think about the month, and I want you to think, here are the things I'm not going to tell myself this month that I've been telling myself last month. Like, every time I get started, life happens. You need to tell yourself, no, that is not what happens. Here's what's going to happen this month. Life's going to happen, and I will no longer use it as an excuse to eat. My life is not an excuse to eat. So I want you to make a list of those things. That is for all of you who are just like, all right, anybody can do that work. But in particular, for those of you who did not plan last month, who started your planner and you gave up on it when it got hard, when you made a mistake and you said, see, I'm never going to lose weight. So you stopped doing things to lose weight. I hope everyone just heard the words that came out of my mouth. I made plans until I didn't follow them, and I didn't follow them afraid that I'm not going to lose weight. So my solution to the problem of being fearful that I'm not going to lose weight is to quit doing things that are going to help me to lose weight. Not a good solution. Watch for when you're doing that. Now, for all of you who did do your plans, I just want you to do the assessments as they're written. I want you to go through your habit tracker, and I want you to look at all your different areas. You pick the one area that you're like, all right, if I can move the needle forward in this area, I think it could make a big difference this next month. And I want all of your monthly planning going forward for December to be really focused on the one area you're going to move the needle on. So let's say that you notice that, let me turn over to the habit tracker. Hang on real fast. Let's notice like on your habit tracker, you saw that you made a 24-hour plan like every single day. And your followed the 24-hour plan was like at a 50%. And you look at all the other things, and the other things could use some help along the way. Let's say assessed is like 25%. So this is what that would tell me. If you're making 24-hour plans, half the time you're following them and most of the time you're not assessing them, then this month, the next step would be, I need to get assessment 100%, because there's no way you're going to know what's going wrong with the following unless you've been doing the assessing. The assessing is what tells you where the patterns are, the granular things to work on. So the way I like to do it is when I notice that my assessing is going to the toilet, I get 100% on my assessing. And then as I'm writing, like, what patterns am I noticing? If you notice on your 24-hour plan at the bottom, it says, what patterns in my eating am I noticing, if any? When you notice a pattern, the next day in that fourth circle, guess what you write where it says today's action steps? You write action steps about breaking the pattern and establishing a new one. That is exactly how you use it. So if I was you guys, I would get in my accountability groups and I would have a time where, like, say it's going to be Tuesday by noon, everyone will have finished their weekly plan and their monthly assessments, and you have 2 minutes to talk about it in your Marco Polo groups. If you have a sub Facebook group that you guys are using for your stuff, like say a few of you have gotten together and y'all are, you know, doing your own little Facebook group. You have until Tuesday to post pictures of things and then like a 3-sentence summary on what you learned and where you're going for the next month. If you're a text buddy with someone, y'all do the same thing. You exchange and you have a deadline of when your work has to be done, and you talk about what you learned and what you're committed to. With the accountability partners and groups, what's really important, one, is that you fucking show up and you don't like ding dong ditch them just because you're not doing things perfectly. That's like step one. You show up no matter what. Don't be an asshole and ghost people because you don't like how you're showing up. That's just not even nice. So don't do that. Your shame can be overwritten by your willingness to show up for the people who said, hey, I actually give a shit. I want to help you. Put your shame shawl on and show up for your accountability partners. If you haven't checked in a month or you haven't checked in a few weeks, guess what? Today's a good day to do it. You do not need to go in and apologize. Here's what I want everybody to think about. This came from my best friend, Jane, who broke her pelvis last week. She no longer says, I'm sorry when somebody's having to help her. She reminds herself to say, I appreciate you. So you go into your groups and you tell them, hey, I appreciate that you guys are all still here. I'm ready to get started. Here's what I need. That's what makes accountability groups strong. It's the willingness to be there and you guys working on things. When other people feel like they get to help you and give you ideas and stuff, they get to reinforce all they know. And sometimes they'll give you ideas. I'm like, oh, shit, I think I'm going to do that too. Do not deny somebody else the opportunity to solidify all that they know and to be able to come up with really good creative ideas that might help them, all because you're deciding to feel like an asshole to yourself. It's like, be an asshole to yourself all you want. Just don't be assholes to other people too in the process. So we go in and we say, we appreciate. We check in and we're like, I'm just starting right here. There's no sense in me hiding. There's no sense in me beating myself up and wasting my time. I either want to lose my weight or I don't. The only thing that's stopping most of you from losing your weight is that bullshit story you're telling yourself about how hard it is, about, you know, I've let people down, my life, blah, blah, blah. You need to find your bullshit excuses, and your accountability groups are the best place for you to be like, here's the story I'm telling myself about why weight loss is hard or why I'm not doing things. Let them sound it back to you and say, I don't know about that one. Have you thought about it this way? Or maybe they'll find you a resource on PNP where I've already coached it. So I want you guys to get really focused on making sure that your monthly plans are done. I've already done my work today. I got up first thing, and I also created my own damn business planner because I can't find anybody that I love enough. So I created my own and put it in my binder. I've already done all my business plans for this week with my major projects and my major projects for the whole month for you guys. I'm a big believer in planning. I just think there's no better gift that we give ourselves, guys. Okay, anybody got questions on planning? If you will go ahead, if you do, populate them into the Q&A. What are the notes for monthly planner? I don't know what that means. Can you tell me what you mean, like more specifically, what are the notes for monthly planner? Let me look. Maybe there's a notes section and I'm just not thinking about what you're saying. Let me go to this page. Hang on. Are you talking about on the assessment? Yeah, I'm not sure what you're talking about. I don't see a notes section. If you can just type in, that would be really helpful. Yeah, I literally just finally started coming up with my own business planner because I know the things I like to do. So like, and I translate it into weight loss. So let me tell you how this, it's so similar to how the PNP planner is. I have a daily where I can time block all my time. Guys, we have that in the planner for you. I'm a big believer in you guys time blocking. Like, know what you're doing during specific times. So like, let's say you're picking your kids up. I would totally have like, this is when we do the carpool for the kids in there. And think about what is the result you want out of that. It's not just to get home. For a lot of you, it's connection with your kids. You'll say like, I don't have time for my kids. And yet you're spending time in the car with them often. Talk to them. Notice what they're up to. Don't just sit there and tell them all the bullshit they need to be doing. Then I have my top three priorities for the day, just like I have you guys do in the PNP planner. I have, you know, people I need to reach out to, and I write my top 10 goals for me for 2020 every single day. Everything that's important to me, everything that's important in this business, I write my top 10 down every single day. I'm just a big believer in what you write down, you keep in the forefront of your brain. And then I have an after day assessment for my business part. So what did I learn today? What went right today? How can I increase my productivity for tomorrow? So like for a lot of you, that's like the, if you notice, it's very similar to the 24-hour plan questions I give you. It's like, I like to think in business, how can I increase my productivity for tomorrow? And then in weight loss, I think about how can I make weight loss easier tomorrow? It's the same thing. And then I have a weekly planning page that is my top three wins for the week. I do the same thing with you guys when it comes to your weekly plans. I want you assessing, what am I doing right? What am I going to work on? All the things. I have three goals from last week. I review them just like we do in the monthly. I review them. And I talk about what got done and what didn't and why, so that I'm not like continually just putting shit on the plan and not knowing what's like, why I'm not accomplishing it. It makes me think harder. Important things that are coming up this week, I have that there so that as the week goes along, if there's things for next week, I have a place where I can download stuff so I don't forget it. And then I have my big three projects and the five things that I'm going to need to do to get them moving forward, who I need to talk to this week. Guys, you can do this kind of stuff like with your family and stuff. Like, who do I need to talk to in my family this week? Who do I need to reach out to? Who do I need to delegate to in my family so that our family life is easier? And then I do my monthly planning. And my monthly planning has my I have my top 10 overall goals. I write why this is important to me. I have my monthly plan. Like, my monthly planning is my big three goals for PNP are in there. The five things I need to get done. What does success look like at the end of the month? I have you guys do a lot of that stuff in your PNP planner. So some of you have asked, several questions over in chat. Will you make sure that you put them inside the Q&A? And I'm going to go through that, and then we're going to switch over to coaching. And that's what I do. So I just created my own. I got sick and tired of trying to figure out somebody else's planner. And so I just printed them, just like I did with the PMP planner. I got sick and tired of trying to give you guys other people's weight loss planners that just didn't do the job. And I put every single thing in this one that I think is like, yep, this is important. This supports no BS. And if you do this every day, by the end of 60 days, if you did every single thing I have in here, if you committed to that one step, you would know more about yourself. You would know exactly what you're going to need to do to lose weight. And you probably have lost weight. Losing weight is about you getting awareness of what's not working and what you're doing and what your current habits and patterns are and being willing to look at them. And not only your willingness to look at them, but your willingness to brainstorm and come up with new ways to try over and over and over again. Are you revising the PMP planner for the new year? No, we just redid the PMP planner. Like the PMP planner just got a revision for September. This will be the version going forward for all of 2020. We buy these in mass stock. So I made sure this version was the version. So this is what we got. And it's so good. Guys, I use it every day and I love it. I literally take it on trips and stuff and use it like a whoopee. When using the habit tracker, do I use it weekly or can I continue to update monthly? I noticed that my assessing was 97%, but my follow through in the 50%. So my focus is that this month. Yeah, I think that's fine. Do I use it weekly or can I continue to update monthly? The way that I do the habit tracker is, and this is the way I'm teaching it. So we have a whole PMP planner course coming out when the No BS comes. So we're redoing No BS and it's releasing at the end of December. You guys are going to get it a little sooner because I want you guys to start going through it and let me know if there's anything I need to reshoot. Maybe something's not clear and I can re-record things for the new year. But there's going to be our orientation like we have it. And I really am going to invite most of you to redo orientation just because we're going to talk about commitment. You're going to get introduced to our team. We just hired a new coach who is starting tomorrow. If most of you don't know, MJ Sharifi is starting as a new coach for us starting tomorrow. So that's super exciting. And we're going to have like a site tour, like how to use the website and an introduction to No BS. We're also going to have a planner course. So there will be lessons on just how to use the sheets. Each one of the sheets in here has its own individual lesson. And then the concepts within the planner, I decided to make a very specific lesson for each of them. So there is going to be a four circle lesson. I'm taking it all out of No BS and putting it in its own course because I just think that learning how to use the planner is so pivotal to everything. There is going to be a compelling reason lesson, a powerful question lesson, an exercise lesson. This is not on how to exercise. This is more about the concept of exercise, how it applies to weight loss, how do you get started, and how do you use it as a tool for health versus using it as a way to abuse it for weight loss. Does that make sense? And then, can't remember what else. There's another one. Hang on, I'll tell you. I just literally finished recording all the videos this morning. Four circles, powerful question. Oh, a whole lesson on leveling up. So it's going to go compelling reason, leveling up, powerful question, four circles, and exercise. So lots to look forward to. And then the No BS, and it's getting a total overhaul. It is going to be the best version ever. Y'all are just going to love it. So how I use the habit tracker, what I do is every single day is when I finish my 24-hour plan and assessment, I go to the habit tracker and I check off everything. I do it daily. And that way that gives me my monthly overview. And you can evaluate each week if you want to like do your percentages each week. Some people might want to do all that math. That's fine. Or you can look at it as a whole month. But I do encourage you to at least look at the monthly because the monthly will give you that overall snapshot of what a 30-day period looks like for you. On the monthly plan, on the left side column for each week, it is in blue next to white. What goes there? Will your business plan be for sale? My business plan, I'm not going to be selling it, guys. Let me look. I'm not sure what you're talking about with the monthly. I don't know why this is escaping me. Like, I'm literally looking at the planner and I do not see a notes section on the left-hand side. There's the, you're talking about the calendar. Shit. Sorry. I wasn't even looking at that. On the calendar, you can put anything you want in there. Like, what I do usually is on the notes section, I will put in there, like, if there's, I don't know, a big project or something, like if there's something that I'm going to need to be aware of that week, just so I know, like, I have like my trips on here, like already marked out on my monthly calendar for like weight loss. But then I will put something in the notes section, like, you know, won't know where you're eating this week, or you're staying at this hotel, it has a fridge. Like, I just put like general notes or something like that in there, but you can use the notes section for whatever you want. What are some examples of goals for the month versus the big actions to take to reach them? One of my goals is to increase my sleep from 60s to 90 to 100%. Is my action to go to bed by 10? Yes, that's exactly it. Or is the sleep one of my actions to reach my goal of losing 6 pounds? So you could have like for, you could have like as your big three, my goal is to, you know, get 100% of my 7 to 9 hours of sleep this month. And then within that action, it's like set a timer to go to bed, turn off electronics. Like, what would you need to do in order to achieve that? So that's exactly what you'd want to be doing. If you want to lose 6 pounds this week, your actions would be, you know, exchange my 24-hour plan with my accountability partner every day this month. So, you know, that I always like to think of like, what is the big goal? Like, my big goal is to move this marker to get this done. My actions are what I actually have to like be tactically doing in order to make that happen. I know my exact patterns getting in my way, but I change too much at once, plan too much and resist the one pattern, my 4:30 eating that would move the needle. How can I plan and focus on just one thing? So if you know your exact patterns in this month, then what I would do is I would change nothing that you've been planning. Like, just be like, here is my basic eating plan for the month. Super basic, super simple. It's not fancy and there are no shoulds in it. Here is my 4:30 strategies though. At 4:30, we're getting serious. Like, this is what we're going to try. Here's 15 things I'm going to try this month that really focuses on making sure that 4:30 is an eating pattern that I break. It might be that your overall plan cannot change even when you think you need to change everything. That might be one of your strategies. It may be like, I make a very realistic plan every day. And then when 4:30 comes, I sit in a chair and I have to sit there for 5 minutes, because if I'm usually eating wherever, whatever I'm doing during the eating time, I have to sit and be quiet and listen to the bullshit of my brain. Like, that could be one strategy. Another strategy could be, I don't get to eat until I've done a TDL. Like, I'm going to try that for 4 straight days. Like, coming up with those deliberate strategies. Why is monthly planning important if you can do weekly? I don't know what will happen next month. Can you give me examples of goals? Brooke, like one of the things that she wanted to do is she wanted to have a goal of getting to bed by, say, 10 o'clock. Like, I want to be in bed by 10 o'clock 90% of the time next month. That's like a goal for her. It could be just weight loss. It could be, I want to have 100% water done this month. I like the idea of having big overall goals. If you don't want to do the monthly planning, you don't have to. You can just do the weekly. But I just think that what the monthly plan does is it just gives you a way of like, you don't need, like, I don't know what's going to happen next month. There's no way I can tell you on December 23rd exactly what's going to happen in my life. Nobody knows. That's not the point. Our point is not to know what's going to happen in order for us to get our goal. Because let me just tell you what you just said. There's going to be things out there in the future that can always make it to where I can't do my goals. No, that's saying my circumstances have everything to do with how I show up for myself. It's like, if you want to be the kind of person that makes a plan every day, I'm pretty sure, short of your hands being chopped off by a machete, that gets to happen. And even then, you could be like, somebody, get me a phone. I got to talk to text that plan out. I mean, I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's ridiculous to think that we can't figure out what we're going to do the next month unless we know exactly everything that's going to happen. That's how we get hosed in life. That's how we end up saying, well, I would have been on my plan, but my husband wanted to go eat pizza. You get to be on your plan no matter how bad your husband wants pizza. You can go sit with his happy ass. You can love him. You can listen to him bitch and moan you ain't eating the pizza too. You can do all the things. Just like you absolutely can decide that if your husband wants to eat pizza on December 23rd and you didn't plan it, that that's a valid reason to not do shit that you said you would do for yourself. That's how we do it. We got to quit thinking that there's like shit that's going to happen in the future that somehow keeps us from our goals. It's never a useful way to think. Now, does that mean like, let's say, so my friend who just broke her pelvis. She is qualified for the world Ironman, half Ironman championships. That might like throw a wrinkle into how it goes down. But she was not sitting there every day thinking, well, I really don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go to the worlds. I really can't plan for that. I don't know what might happen. No, she shows up every day with goals. She shows up every day of her life thinking about, you know, what she wants and has a confidence that if some shit happens, she'll figure it out. That's how you do it. We don't sit around acting like we can't figure out how to have a better life because we don't know what might happen. That's like betting on our life being, well, the shit's coming, Corinne. I'm like, bring on the shit. I can still have a better life with all kinds of shit happening. Do you change your monthly plan every day? Adjustments. Yeah. So like when I make my monthly plan, guys, the monthly plan is just, look, I want you to look at your monthly planning. My big three goals this month are, like this one is to finish the NOBS program. Mine is also to finish the launch. What that means, I know you guys don't know what does launch mean. It's to finish the stuff that when we open the tribe, all the things, all the emails that they get that like you got in order to join the tribe, I have to finish all that work. So that's one of my other goals this month. My third one, show up 100% for my workouts for my 5K training. That's my big three. I put down why. Not my number one why for the NOBS, to help women lose all of their weight for good and make it easy. It's my number one why. My finish the launch so that women who need their new real help, let's see, to help women join the tribe because they deserve to lose all of their weight. And then my 5K one, so I can run faster. I mean, that's my big why. I just want to run faster. I've always dreamed of it. I deserve it. And then you have your actions that you're going to take. This just gets you in the mindset of like, here's the things that when I'm doing my weekly and I'm doing my daily, here's the things I need to be thinking about. If these three things are really important, I got to make sure these things are showing up on my daily plan and the actions each day are supporting these things. This just gets your mind framed to think about your future. Like one of the things here is special occasions and exception meals. You write down the ones you know now. You might have other ones that come up each week, but that's why we have a weekly plan, just in case you have stuff that comes up you don't know about in the first of the month. But if there's ones you already know, like mine always has date nights are on there. Mine has Christmas and date nights. Here's the ones I know I'm going to have. I don't know what day they're going to be at, but I know that they're part of the plan. And when things feel hard this month, what am I going to remind myself of? You just can't do too much of this work. Let's see. Hang on. Y'all have a lot of questions. My habit tracker shows that my weakest areas are following my plan and staying 2 to 2. I printed a book of recovery worksheets to do every time I eat off plan or overeat. Any other suggestions to tweak these areas? I have 8 more pounds to lose for Queen's Club and I want to get there by Christmas. I would just make sure that you're coming up with, I love the idea. So you have your recovery worksheets. You might want to also do a list of all the things I could try this month that will help me either follow my plan or stay 2 to 2. I would just tackle one of them. That's what I would make my main focus this month. Either like I'm going to get really dialed in on the hunger scale or I'm going to get really dialed in on following my plan. And then what are like the 25 things I'm going to do this month to try? Let your brain get really creative around it. Is the No BS book going to be new? We are not going to have a No BS book this time. We are going to just have worksheets throughout the No BS program, and then you can print the ones that you want to do. But we've decided not to make a book this time. What about the 4 Basics workbook? Oh, I just answered that. There's not going to be new 4 Basics though, everyone. The 4 Basics remain the same. I'm just teaching everything in a very systematic order. A lot of the concepts, a lot of the preach that I do will be included in a lot of this stuff. It's just going to be different in that respect. If you have camp questions, please go to your camp group and ask them over there. In the 4 circles, does your yearly plan change or do we stick with it all year? Like today, for example, I'm putting in there my yearly goal for 2019 still that I've had, or is it from today, from December 1st? It's either way you want to do it. For me, I always just keep mine throughout the entire year. And as the year goes along, I always write in the date. So it'll say like by December 31st. And right now, it's by December 31st. So my last circle and my second circle are the same right now. I'm working on better self-talk. I want to say things out loud for myself and that my little girls can hear that are positive about self-image. Suggestions, please. Carla, I would totally take that to the Facebook group. That would be a place where you could probably get 1,000,001 really good positive thoughts. If you look inside, if you go to like Pinterest or something and you Google like positive thoughts about body, like you can do that in Pinterest or something, you'll get a lot of suggestions. I would start writing them down in your journal where it says a thought I'm working on believing about me is, I would write it there. And a powerful question could be like, how often can I say that thought out loud today? I hit Queen's Club, but I didn't apply because I wanted to make sure. I gained 2 over Thanksgiving, so I'm waiting to get back down again. How do I work through the mental crap about fluctuating? When should I apply? I'd go ahead and apply now. You've already hit it. You have 2 pounds of holiday bloat that you need to quit fucking worrying about. Period. Seriously, y'all? You have to quit thinking that when you have a planned meal as part of your life, that is a problem. That is exactly what you do when you're like, oh my God, I gained 2 pounds over Thanksgiving. Now I don't deserve Queen's Club and blah, blah, blah. The problems, like I want you guys to really think about, why am I overweight? Is it because I'm planning carefully for Thanksgiving and the scale fluctuates? Oh, wait, no. It's all those damn douchebag days that I didn't plan at all. When my scale goes up 2 pounds because I notice I'm overeating because I'm being an ass to myself, yeah, I pay attention over there. Yeah, that is the day to be disappointed. That is the day to get curious and question and do all the things. When I make a plan for Thanksgiving and the scale goes up 2 pounds because it's supposed to fucking to is what I was going to say. I think I'm creating words. When that happens, we have to like say, this is not a habit or a problem. I need to get over myself and just get right back to what I was doing. That 2 pounds from a planned exception meal on Thanksgiving does not erase that I know what the hell I'm doing the rest of the time when I lost the 25. That is the conversation that needs to be had clearly and loudly with yourself today. How soon will the planner course be available? We're going to be releasing everything towards the end of December. So all of the coaches will be in town with me next week, where we're going to be working on all things, making sure that all the content's tight and right, loaded, the website's clear, pretty, all the things. Okay, that was a long planning session. So what I'm going to do is stop the recording.